Having previewed Newcastle's first floodlight card on September the 23rd, I thought I'd also put a review up with a couple of meetings in mind there next week. It was buy one, get one free that got the ball rolling in the opener over a mile and a half. He was a course winner previously at Newcastle in June over 2 mile, and once he hit the front about two out, with that in mind, never looked like being caught. His previous form when he was beaten here actually at 5th on the 2nd of September behind Marsus, and that's worked out quite well with Judith Gardenier going on to win. And Tyrannical has been beaten, admittedly, at Lingfield, but I'm not quite sure that horse thoroughly gets the 2 miles. But from a rating of 49 tonight, buy one, get one free, one of 46 over 2 mile, is going to be racing in all of these mile and a half, 2 mile events at Newcastle and 0-60s. From now for the next few weeks. He's actually got an entry next Friday again in a mile and a half race. That's one of the early races on the card and has to go close again based on this evidence. Interestingly, the horse that chased home buy one get one free was Isaac of Donald McCain's. That one took a massive step forward at this trip, going into maiden company into first time handicaps off a mark of 55. So it'll be no surprise to see that one line up against buy one get one free again next Friday. Hope is high. Was a little bit disappointing perhaps in finishing third. Maybe didn't quite see out the full mile and a half trip despite being by Sir Percy. The suspicion was that the horse would see out that trip, but she's probably a little bit on the small side and still quite young, only a 3-year-old. So maybe that was the issue there with Hope is High. There was a shock in Division 2 of the mile and a half handicap. It was Kirtland, Andy Brown and Ian Walsh who are registering the first winner at Newcastle from the very first runner on the all-weather. This horse had shown little perhaps in some of its early races, most recent races, the likes of Leicester, Newmarket and Yarmouth, but was slipping down in the ratings from a mark of 63, 3 runs back at Yarmouth, to 58 today, and with a £3 claim off for Ian Walsh. Did have a semblance of a chance on that fact alone. It was a ridiculously slow pace in this race early doors, and perhaps this played some way to the result, and maybe the best horse didn't win the race. It was a difficult race to assess given the slow early gallop, and it was left to kick in the can again, finishing third. Think a drop back to a mile and two is the answer for kicking the can. Kicking the can will find a race somewhere along the line at Newcastle this winter over that trip. It was a Res Dev Way that chased home Kirtland, just about failing to get there close home. It was a good day for Richard Wertiger. He had a double, he had a winner on the card later on at Newcastle, 16-1. Winner Totally Magic, and he also had a winner over at Haydock, the same price, 16-1. And the Res Dev Way being touched off, he had 11-8 favourite. That was probably the one they expected to go in of the three. The Res Dev Way also holds an entry next week in that aforementioned mile and a half handicap, which has buy one, get one free in Isaac. So it'll be interesting to see if those horses clash against each other, haven't been kept apart here with the division of this race. The 2 miler, as expected, I thought Magara would get the upper hand over Warlass, and that proved to be the case. But the fly in the ointment was Mr. Bob, who has now just about won on every all-weather surface, other than, I think it's Chelmsford. And he hit the front about a furlong from home in a tightly compact field and went on to score with a little bit in hand. PJ McDonald thought he'd hit the front a bit too early, and ideally said he would have preferred to come with an even later run. He's gone up now £5 for winning 3 races off twice at Kempton off 68 and 70, now winning again off 73. It's fair to say the handicap has been a little bit lenient with Mr. Bob being a 7-year-old, and he'll take a hike for this success here. Magara holds an entry again next week, I think it's Thursday, in a two mile event, and it'll be no surprise to see Magara rock up again next week at Newcastle. Interestingly, that race, similar to this race today, Mark Prescott has 5 of the 14 entries next Thursday. He had 5 of the 13 for this race, so time will tell which one of those Sir Mark will run. Tammy F drifted like a barge all day in the betting, out from 4-1 to 17-2, but got the message really late in the day in the mile maiden and nabbed Trooper's Gold right on the shadow of the post. A winner for Hugo Palmer, his sole runner on the card. Josephine Gordon. That horse probably isn't one of Palmer's real leading lights, shall we say, but it was a really promising start from Tamayev and lots of scope to go forward. Palmer's had a very, very good 24 hours with winners again on Saturday, including at Newmarket. Totally Magic took the Phillies handicap, hanging on from the fast finishing David Asworth trained Justice Last being well back from 12s to 8s. And that money was nearly landed. But there was a little bit of a nibble for Totally Magic as well in from 25s to 16s. And Barry McHugh steered that Captain Rio filly to success. She handled the ground well, clearly. And by Captain Rio, it would be no surprise to see a win again, either here or on turf, with cut pretty much guaranteed elsewhere. The back end of the season, Captain Rio's tend to go well on soft surface. Russian Finale was disappointing for William Haggis, and the likes of Barwa and Flinty Fell have had busy campaigns, and they were probably slightly below their best here tonight under the lights. The 8:15, the Flame Nursery Handicap went the way of the William Haggis trained Farik. Haggis had expressed a view he thought the horse was quite well handicapped and would be suited by this track. And that proved to be the case, but it wasn't always looking the likely winner. He was struggling early in the race and tapped for toe a little bit. Sylvester had to give the horse quite a few stern cracks with a whip inside a final couple of furlongs. I think I counted 6 hits, but he was well on top of the line, and being his first run in a handicap, you'd expect to be plenty of improvement. He benefited clearly from the application of the tongue tie in the first time in handicap company. And he looks like one that will go on and probably more likely win again. But obviously, off would be a much higher mark now, knocking 80 probably after being racing off 73 at night. It was a filly, Naula Tagula, that landed the 5 furlong class 5 maiden. First run for John Quinn, ex-Irish trained, had shown form around the likes of Dundalk in Ireland. And Adam McNamara was at his strongest to repel title chasing Sylvester D'Souza, who came with a late finish aboard Hyber. Hyber being the well back favourite 3-1 in the morning into 15-8. It was Scaddy, the horse that I mentioned on the preview, that took them along for a long way. She probably needs to settle to be seen to her best. She again went from the front and showed good pace for a long while, but folded from the 2 furlong pole, and she needs to be settled to be seen at her best. But this was a good first run for John Quinn and Naula Tagula, and she again looks like she'll be campaigned here exclusively over the winter months. But again, by Tagula, there's a possibility over the next few weeks to be seen on turf if there's some cut arrives. The last race was, on paper, a competitive handicap. It was weakened slightly by clergyman Bolton on way at post, loose a couple of times in the paddock and was withdrawn. Chandresh was a non-runner that brought the field down to 12. And it was the horse that I was keen on, the recent course winner, Intense Starlet, who was dropping back from 6 furlongs to 5 furlongs tonight. And Sam James put the mare in front of around furlong pole, and she was driven out to hold the late challenge of Compton River, who was drawn high in 14. Whilst Compton River was finishing with a flourish, always felt that Intense Starlet was going to hang on, given she'd already proven her stamina over 6 furlongs. Trainer Marjorie Fife said she'd struggled in an early part of the season against younger horses, but now really finding her feet and coming to her own on the all weather. She's in again next week over this trip, 5 furlong trip at Newcastle next Thursday or Friday. It's a 2-day meeting there, and she's got to go there again with every chance under a penalty. She's likely to take all the beating and most likely will run up a hat-trick. Indistar was early to post. I don't know if that's a characteristic of that horse, once round the paddock and early to post, but it's something to look out for. Sugartown went from the front again, front runner, ran her race again from an increased higher mark, but she's always going to be vulnerable now whilst competitive at this sort of level. And Intense Starlet was probably one of the performances of the night, dropping back and tripping, handling that well with no problems whatsoever. It was a great night at Newcastle, lots of people enjoying herself, and the race there again next week.